Let's take a look at a couple of Chiefs players through the first five games of the season that have really impressed. We'll take a look at one from each side of the ball. Let's start with the defense. When three-time Pro Bowler Eric Berry went down with an injury earlier this season, somebody in the defensive backfield needed to step up and take some of that production. That player has been Hussein Abdullah. Abdullah has stepped up by showing his versatility so far this season. He's played back as a deep safety, he's played inside the box, much of what we saw from Eric Berry last year, and he's even gone out on the outside against slot receivers and played press man coverage. He's currently third on the team in tackles with 25. He's ProFootballFocus.com's number 10 ranked safety so far this season, and 50% of his snaps have been within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage. So he is showing his versatility. He's like a chess piece that can be moved around. You can do a lot of different things with him. He may have had the best game of his career on the Chiefs' biggest stage so far this season. That was the Monday Night Football game against the New England Patriots. Abdullah had 8 tackles. He also had the one big pick 6 interception off of Tom Brady, returned it for a touchdown, one of the biggest plays in that game. But with Berry missing time, a lot of focus was put on the backfield saying who is going to step up. Hussein Abdullah has been that guy for the Chiefs defense.
And they throw the football near side. Kelce's got a touchdown! Kansas City! And the Chiefs put the hammer down!
On the offensive side of the ball, there's no surprises here. The biggest breakout player through the first 5 games of the season has been second-year tight end Travis Kelce. He's currently leading the team in several offensive categories, including targets with 27, receptions with 20, yards at 274, and touchdowns with 3. 17 of his 20 receptions have gone for a first down, and 6 of his 20 receptions have gone for at least 20 yards. Kelce has shown the athletic ability to not only run away from defensive backs after he makes the catch, but also to break tackles in the backfield. He leads all NFL tight ends with 178 yards after catch, and when you include receivers, he's number 6 in the NFL. Kelce is the playmaker that this Chiefs offense has been looking for. He's taken what he was doing out at training camp, where he had a lot of buzz surrounding what he was doing out on the practice field, but that's translated over to the game field. It's a reason that he's one of the up-and-coming stars in the NFL. And finally, there are 2 statistical categories that really stand out as to what the Chiefs have been successful with through the first 5 games of the season. Now, they're both third down conversions. On the offensive side, the Chiefs have converted 50.7% of third down conversions, which ranks 4th in the NFL. And on the defensive side, they've only allowed 34.4% of third down conversions. Anytime you're successful on third down, you're going to be successful on that side of the ball. Now, if the Chiefs can continue this success on third down on both sides of the ball, they have a very good chance of getting that playoff push through the final 11 games of the season.